You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Could you imagine Mr. Clean hopping out of a bush? Like, oof.
Fuck.
No.
6'4", stacked.
Yeah.
Fucking stacked.
Strong.
Yeah, how big is that bush? You know?
It's a big bush, but bush. Mr. Clean, he almost bigger. You can see the white of those big titties poking through. Poking through that green bush.
Yeah, he does got some big old titties. Like a B cup.
Yeah, big old milkers on Mr. Clean.
I don't like this.
No, was it milkers? Is that what did it?
Yeah, I don't like milkers.
All right, fair enough. Doggy, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy. I tried to go off the script, man.
I thought I had it. You're nailing it. And we finally worked to prove that Chris Paul only became friends with LeBron James to hide behind someone who's balding way worse than him. That's right. That friendship is baseless. It truly is just one smaller, less successful man being like, that nigga's hair is worse than me. They won't notice me back here also struggling with my hairline.
Because what do they have to talk about?
Not
winning championships. Chris Paul can't get it there. We've all seen it.
Can't get it done. He just got to the finals, and boy, did he stink it up there.
He starts yelling at his team. He's a coward. That's what I say.
He's a coward, and he's a small man. A small 6'3 man.
He's a tiny baby man.
Yeah, you disgust us, Chris.
Gross.
Paul.
Gross.
Fucking, ugh. Please come do the show so we could spit on you from a distance.
I would love to talk about it with you, Chris Paul.
I'm Langston Kirkman.
And I'm David Bory.
And this is, this is how we're starting today, baby. We in this shit.
But I'm the light skin to this bird and a man dingo.
Come on.
It felt right.
And listen, it was right. It was absolutely correct. Don't let those feelings, don't you doubt yourself. That was absolutely what needed to happen right
there. Thank you.
Through the blessings of God.
Oh, man. Our guest today, she's got to be more reasonable than this. She's not a reasonable person, I'd say. She ain't perfectly reasonable, but she has to be more reasonable than what David and I are putting together right now. She's wonderful. A dear friend. So funny. You know her from Comedy Central. You know her from Bust Down on Peacock. She's so, just unbelievably funny. A former guest on the show and now a returning guest. It's a very exciting time. Please give it up for our guest, Ms. Shalewa Sharp.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
We're not going to let Joe Biden and Kamala Harris cut America's meat.
That's dead on that. That's dead on that.
Yeah. What up, Shalewa?
I wish I understood. I know it's just art. And I know I should let it wash over me. But sometimes I'm like, what is happening?
It's poetry. It's nobody
you can't.
Knows.
You can't.
Don't unpack
you can't.
This.
I know.
It's going to... What, okay, here's the real question. You understand it. Do you feel better?
No, if I understand it, no, I don't.
You know what I mean? Does it complete anything for you?
Mm-mm, no, but no, more questions, so just let it, more questions.
Yeah, just let it be. Just let it be what it is.
It's just going to wash over you.
Shalewa, we're unbelievably excited you're here. You came with a few options for conspiracy theories, which we always appreciate.
Right.
Many of our guests sort of show up and go, I don't know, nigga. And then David and I really got to press our heads together to try to figure something out. Olivia as well.
Tips.
Yeah, we got to mush. It's three tips really being mushed inside of that. And that's what we came to talk about today is the tips. But you came with a conspiracy theory that I'm super excited about. I had no feelings on previous to this being presented to me. But you said, my mama told me.
Classic country music singer Patsy Cline was white passing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Now, can I explain to the people who Patsy Cline was?
Yeah. Thank God you're going to do that. I don't know if I was in the minority, so I didn't say nothing.
No, you're absolutely not. I realize that this is a thing that, you know, I heard and ran with and like, oh, that's got to be true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without really thinking about how the world at large would be like, who? What are you talking about?
Sure.
So,
Paula Deen is white. Yeah, we know.
So, Patsy Cline was a country singer from like the 50s and maybe 60s. No, she may have died by then. Anywho, she was so old school country where everything was really very woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much my truck, my dog. More like I'm a lover. But she don't love me back, so I'm just going to drink myself to death. Good stuff.
Sure.
Really good stuff.
Love it. Love it.
And she seemed to traffic in a type of country that was all just like, why don't you love me?
Yes.
And it was just that over and over and over.
Yeah, she is the woman behind the scenes for the dog and truck singers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? This is she's speaking purely from the perspective of he drove off with a dog and a truck.
Yeah.
And I am behind in all
she's
of it.
She's constantly going to town and running into her ex with another person. Constantly.
It was so, like, Patsy, pick a new store.
Yeah, you got to move, girl.
You got to get a new type, too.
Yeah.
Leave those tall ones alone. They're not alone.
So I got into her when I was in high school. I heard some of her songs.
As one does.
Yeah,
as
you one. Know how you dabble in country music in high school.
I've been there. I had a phase.
Yeah, everyone's got at least one or two that they're like, I mean, that's not bad. And then
I'm not going to lie. I'm sort of in my country phase right now. I'm really my wave right now.
I heard some recent country and I was like, oh, they're low key trapping underneath.
Yeah.
There's a bubbling a bubbling brook of trapping underneath the normal.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And you know what? That's not even what I'm on right now. I'm like truly on some like Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
Give me like
that's
just
good.
Quiet, reflective country shit.
I call Sturgill the Rihanna, white boy Rihanna.
Mm.
Because I called Jason Isbell white boy Beyonce.
Okay.
Because there was a time when every white dude you knew was just like, but Jason though. But Jason
right,
Isbell. And I was
right,
like,
right.
I get it. I get it. He speaks for you. And then Sturgill came out and it was just like, yo, but he's bringing like a youthful kind of like more energy. I'm like,
yeah, he eats mushrooms. He seems like a fun guy.
He got that song Turtles All the Way Down. I was like, this nigga's high as fuck. Shit. Sturgill.
So, I mean,
that's too many drugs.
It's a lot. Yeah. And white dudes love him. And I put this theory on Twitter and was shocked at how many messages I got of like, you may be on to something. Someone came up to me and was just like, oh, did you say Jason was a white boy Beyonce because he was also in a group and then he went solo? And I was like, no, not at all. I did not. I thank you for that intel.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
What was the group?
Drive-by truckers. I think that's it. Because I know it can't be drive-through truckers. So I think it's a drive-by truckers, but I don't know. I should know because Lord knows I was around enough.
I think it's safe to say you'll get no pushback
podcast. Yeah,
listener.
Absolutely. Yeah. No one listening is going to go, I can't listen to anything else this bitch is saying. She can't even get the name right.
She's nuts. She doesn't know the drive-through truckers.
But when I was in high school, I went through something of a country phase. I went through a few phases in high school, country and then your normal like goth. 80s goth phase that you got to do. And then a lounge singer phase where I thought for sure I was going to be a lounge singer. Enough
like,
about that.
Like
I snapped and
like
pointed at everybody. Like, yes, like Dean Martin. Yes. I told my mom once that I really liked the Rat Pack and she just went, oh, Chalet. Like, I really let her down. Like, I dropped out of college, but when I told her about that Rat Pack shit, she was like, I can't.
You can't.
I get
that.
That's weird. Like, I don't trust the Rat Pack.
I was like, it's not like Frank's my favorite one. I like Dean. And she's like, just stop talking.
Yeah,
but she lived through the moment. So I guess she's probably like, why would my child like this?
Yeah, but it's truly, I think if you're at all familiar with the Rat Pack and not just sort of like looking at a bunch of cool guys in suits laughing at shit, if you're actually familiar with them, it truly is just worshiping a bunch of like alcoholics deeply mob tied. Like, it's not.
Oh, okay. Good. So that's so terrible now. I'm sorry. Is it wrong to have heroes? They were funny guys.
I mean, the rumor has it Dean Martin wasn't drinking liquor on stage. He was drinking apple juice.
Oh, really? So this was all a ruse.
In his part, probably because he was fully pickled. I imagine he was probably
already
pickled
wasted.
And was like, if I take one more sip, I will literally drop dead. So
they're like, Deanie, baby, we can't serve you anymore. You're ruining the show. He's like, tell him it's apple juice.
Then, right, exactly. And I mean, there's something, there's certainly a lot that can be said when Sammy Davis Jr. is your token. Like,
we got
issue upon issue here.
He's a known devil worshiper.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah, very open about it.
Very, very albums of stuff. But man, could he tap dance. You know what I mean? Like, I just
boy.
It's not good. It's not good.
Put it in reverse, Tim.
I'll say this. Look,
go ahead and stand up for him.
Sometimes people tell us straight to our face and we don't know how to listen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he literally was like, what am I most skilled at? Tap dancing. And we were like, all right, black hero, black man. Come on, brother. Yeah. Show us your moves. And he's like, no, no, no. Listen, I like to tap dance. And we're like, no, we got it, brother. We understand exactly what you mean.
You know, I took tap dancing lessons as an adult, like at 28, 29, because I always wanted to know how, just so I could break into a soft shoe. So I really meant it. I really was trying to be a lounge singer at any rate. That's my country phase.
Tap dancing was hot for a second, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Savion Glover, remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Savion. Yes. Yeah, sure.
Nah, he made it sexy.
He's really the only one I got.
Yeah, no, that's about it.
Yeah, who was
the
old boy from Waiting to Exhale? He was
Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines. Come on now.
Yeah. Apparently the guy in who was on Psych, Dulé Hill.
Tap dance?
Yeah, I just learned that.
The black dude?
The black dude.
Oh, wow.
Like, really well. And Maya from My Body's Like Whoa fame.
Maya can tap dance?
Yeah.
So her friends.
I'm moving on?
Yes, I'm moving on. Yep. I'm
moving on. Maya?
That Maya.
She's close friends with two very dope tap dancers that I know, Chloe and Maude. Shout out Chloe and Maude. But
you know two tap dancers?
Yeah, they're sisters. So it's not like they're two independent.
That's like, yeah, that's like one.
They like brought, you know, one brought the other one into the thing. Right. So I think that's how that happened. But they're friends with Maya and they are her tap instructors. So yeah,
oh,
I know
wow.
for a fact that she can tap.
Yes, yeah. It had a tap break in My Body's Like Whoa video. And I was taking tap classes at the time and I was like, give me like 2-3 months. I'll get
Hell
there.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah. That's fire.
No,
so you were lounge singing and then
country.
Yeah.
So I started with Katie Lang. I'm a big Katie Lang fan.
Okay.
And then she did a couple of songs that were Patsy Cline covers, apparently. So I was like, well, let's see what this old broad Patsy Cline talk about.
Sure.
And so I listened to it and it's all like very catchy. The songs are very short and they're all really pitiful. And I already like the Smiths. So I like pitiful shit. Like people being pitiful. So I was in. And I was listening to it one day. And my father was very worried. He was very worried when I started listening to country. Because he was an old, like, he's a bebop jazz dude from Brooklyn. And he was like, what is this? I blame your mother. She's from Middle Georgia. That's why you like this.
Right.
Because my mother was like, this is fine. And so...
And your father was like,
this isn't fine at all. He was very worried. And my mother was like, you know, I heard Patsy Cline was actually black. Just out of nowhere. It wasn't like her to really, you know, talk with me. So it was like, what? Why would you? Like, it was an odd thing for us to bond on.
I hope she said it through somebody else. Tell the girl, Patsy Cline.
She sent my sister into my room. Tell the oldest that Patsy Cline was actually. See if she still likes her now.
Yell down in the basement and see if she knows Patsy Cline is black.
And I just kind of filed that away. And then I just kept listening. And at times I'd go, huh, is she? Was she? And I didn't go any further than just staring at a picture and trying to see if her nose could tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Because the nose is the thing that will tell the truth. And I still couldn't really decide.
I mean, listen, I'm looking at a picture. I'm going in early and saying I think she's black.
Whoa, okay, we're taking bets. Oh, shit.
I've always been able to call it. Patsy Cline, Mr. Clean, I can also.
I mean, Mr. Clean is like from the island, right?
He is a Puerto Rican, yes.
Okay, yeah, I was like, I feel like he's Caribbean.
Yeah, he's not American black, but
yeah,
he definitely has.
No.
Yeah.
But he's just like a little too, he's got that earring.
Yeah.
It feels like
He's wearing all white.
All white. True.
It feels like he's wishing a motherfucker would ask him about his earring. You know what I mean? Like, hey, what's up with that earring? He'll beat your ass.
Yo, like a savage.
Yeah.
I'm so scared of Mr. Clean.
I'll never fuck with Mr. Clean.
No. Or his
family. Not one time. I'm a Fabuloso guy.
Yeah. He seems strong and he knows chemicals. And that seems like a very dangerous
come on,
mix.
Mr. Clean, if he don't win that fight, he's coming back with a vengeance.
He's throwing it in your face. Acid.
He's going to pour some on a rag and just snuff you out that way.
Yeah.
Put it on front of you.
So, Shalewa, your mom says this to you. She tells you that that Patsy Cline is black.
She had always heard Patsy Cline was black.
She always heard. You then push that back. You like you said, you look at a bunch of pictures. Mm-hmm. Is this something you then repeat to other people? Are you...
Oh, sure.
Are you adding to the chaos of the world, I guess?
I am. But I don't get too much of a chance to, because I'm not really in circles where there's a lot of Patsy Cline talk.
Sure,
that's the problem.
But yeah, that's it. So I'm like, we're losing receipts. So I want to make sure that folks know, and I want to add her to a list of just like things that I randomly say, you know, mostly to white folks. You know what I mean? Like, I love bringing up how Robert De Niro loves black women. Like, I love just throwing that at anybody. Carol Channing, turns out she wasn't necessarily passing. She just didn't know that she had black in her. But one of her grandparents, I think, was black. And she learned that kind of later in her life. So I like throwing that. Yeah, you know, Carol Channing black, too. And just like,
right.
Goofy. So,
I like just throwing those things.
Also black.
Are you saying Goofy is black?
Goofy is black?
100%.
I'll say this. Goofy in the Goofy movie, 100% black.
Definitely black.
Okay.
That was a black family. That was 100% a black
family. There's no questions asked. There's no doubt in my mind.
Now, Goofy in literally every other project, I'd push back.
You think that he was only black in the cinema?
I know this sounds crazy, and especially the way that you just framed it, it makes it worse. But I do believe they made him especially ethnic for the film in a way that they did not treat him in every other project.
You know what I think he was in anything else is it's not that he was black. I think he's Southern. And I think there's a lot of overlap between a Southern man and a black man. And
well, I mean, in the movie, his son was Tevin Campbell. That's black.
Wait, his son wasn't Tevin Campbell. His son admired Tevin Campbell, which might be blacker. It might be blacker.
Yeah. Yo.
To be Tevin Campbell is pretty black.
Yeah.
To dream of being Tevin Campbell is maybe the blackest thing you can do on this planet.
What? You think they were listening to Can We Talk? That was a black kid. I was a black kid, and he was in love with a Dominican woman, and that's the whole movie.
Yeah, that was I think they were black. I'd 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild. I really got to see this movie. I know so many people where this movie is like the beginning of their stories.
I think so.
Everything starts with a Goofy movie.
Also, last one, Arthur, also black.
Arthur's definitely.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
that's a black family for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there are a bunch of you were talking about facts. There are like facts that I play in. I mostly do animal shit. Mm-hmm. Like I'll do like, you know, there are only two animals that are immortal on like technically immortal on the planet Earth. They'd be like, what are you talking about? I say, oh, well, it's actually the lobster and the jellyfish. And then they go, what? And I go, yeah, technically, if they never come in physical contact with anything that can damage their vessel, they will not die of old age. Like, they won't fucking, they'll just keep on living.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so now here's another question, animal genius. Where's all the crabs?
China, baby. Hey.
I'm really worried about that. I'm really worried about this crab shortage.
Listen, snow crab season ain't coming for a long time anymore, y'all.
Y'all did too much with the crabs. Y'all were putting them in all kinds of things.
Yeah. I was putting them in. I put them in guacamole sometimes. I was going crazy. I don't want to talk about it.
Heal thyself. Physician, yeah. Heal thyself.
No, I understand. Mistakes were made. You, because you grow up not being able to get crab, and then you get a crab budget as an adult, and you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, that's true. Yeah. If there's ever a shortage on shrimp, I'm done. Like, on the planet, I'm done.
That's my, I don't even fuck with crab like that, but shrimp,
shrimp, yeah, it's going to be a problem.
Do you remember the wings shortage of 2021?
I do remember hearing of that,
yes.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, before we go to break, and listen, we can talk crabs and shrimp and of course wings all day. So you're spreading this. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a point where you have started to move against the original argument? Have you ever questioned the validity of this conspiracy theory? Or are you truly a Patsy Cline truther?
I'm not 100% in. I bet that there's probably proof that, or something that's just like, maybe, but maybe not. I'm not sure. But I can only go by the fact that I heard it from my mother. And I, that could have been gossip when she was a kid. And that's sure. Just what she's passing down. But also that her voice, like the way Patsy would sing. I'm like, yeah, sure. That's pain. All of her songs were about pain, mm-hmm. in like a Mary J. Blige way, yeah. You know? why wouldn't she be black? Yeah, you know, like none of it was really flinty. Like Loretta Lynn, all of her songs were about, yo, you come up to me with this bullshit, I'm going to take you to Fist City. Like Loretta Lynn was ready to fight at all times. Dolly Parton was like, I mean, please don't take my dude. I love him. I love you, blah, blah, blah. But Patsy was like, oh, Lord, I'm just going to lie down in front of this car because I keep running into my man at the mall with another woman. Like, it was so pitiful that I'm like, I don't know. I really feel like there's black up in her somewhere.
Right. That's not just, this isn't just about the man. This is a metaphor for the black experience.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
It's generational.
It is. It's a generational pain. Running into your dude with another woman and saying, I bet she can't do this like I do is literally what R&B is built on.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's true.
Damn. That and cheating on women.
Yes. I mean, yeah. So that's where I am with it, kind of.
Okay. This is all very helpful. I would say that I'm excited. I'm excited to move forward because both of you have made bets. You're all in on the possibility, or at least willing to be all in on the possibility that Patsy is secretly black. And so we should take a break because I don't want to ruin anything. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more Shalay with Sharp and more My Mama Told Me.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we're back.
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Hot and spicy meat. Yeah, boy.
That one is so creepy in your ears.
Yeah, it's visceral, right?
Yeah, that one is like right here with it.
Yeah, ooh, it sounds like it's like eating meat off the bone, like you feel.
Yeah, and it's a little dripping. You know what I mean? Like some of these just falling on its own, and you're like, that's cool, but
yeah, like you're eating it over a trash can at a barbecue. Like, oh, who am I?
Yeah. Well, we're back here with more Chalet with Sharvin, more my mama told me, and we're, I guess, talking about meat from that man's mouth now, but we're still talking about the possibility that Patsy Cline is secretly passing as, or was secretly, she died, she's dead.
Oh yeah, no, she's dead.
She's 100% dead, and I know that because I learned who Patsy Cline is.
Congrats.
Very recently. But she died in a plane crash, mm-hmm. which I didn't realize. I didn't know that was as common a thing for celebrities as it seems to have been. But she died in a plane crash with, at the time, two men who were more famous than she was. She was the least famous of the sort of like thruple of folks that were traveling. And it wasn't until sort of like the development of her post-mortem career, it sounds like, mm-hmm. that she became more of a big name than even those men were.
Who were the two men?
I don't know. Some white motherfuckers.
What? I thought you were the research portion.
I mean, yeah, but come on, bro. You wanted me to write down two random white country singers that I wasn't going to invest in?
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
I thought you were a scholar.
Okay, so let's jump into the research I did do, because I think yeah. I think this is going to be super helpful. But you mentioned that looking at her face is mostly the research you've done, that you looked at her nose, you mm-hmm. examined pictures and decided based on the coarseness of her hair and the width of her nose and the sadness in her Mary J. Blige-esque music,
yes.
This is a black lady.
And the term is Blige-ian.
Mary J. Blige-ian music, mm-hmm. that this in fact is a black woman. And I will say that most of the articles that I read about this subject seem to follow that exact same level of investigation.
I mean, I know records were spotty. Records were spotty. And if she was truly black, we'd have no birth certificate.
Back then? It was so easy to there was like two races back then. Nobody knew who Indians were.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they had nothing going on in terms of like definitive research, mm-hmm. or proof rather of Patsy Cline being mixed. I did find quite a bit of speculation online that followed this exact same sort of like theory of her having the secret black lineage. I stumbled on a Quora post, a Quora conversation called "Did Patsy Cline Have an African American Lineage?" Which, you know, a white person wrote that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just feels like they don't like saying the word somehow inside of the subject. But my favorite response inside of this comes from a person who said, wouldn't be surprised if she did. You've heard of J. Edgar Hoover having African-American lineage and Johnny Depp having African-American lineage.
Whoa.
Right. Right.
I don't even know if we want him.
And that's what I was thinking. What the fuck? You don't get to put Johnny Depp on us.
I would have taken, like, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, 21 Jump Street, but not Cup of Wine, Pooping in the Bed, Johnny Depp.
But also, like, if I had to weigh the options, I'd rather not have him if this is what he's going to become.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of what has happened with Johnny Depp. Also, as someone who had a picture of Johnny Depp in her locker, and again, everyone, I'm old, so all of this happened in the 80s. I feel like I need to say that. I graduated high school in 1990, so everything that happened to me was old information. I had no idea.
Yeah, don't let all her references to 21 Savage fool you.
Yeah,
Shalewa was she just learned who he is.
Yes, I absolutely did. But I thought Johnny Depp was just Native American.
Oh, is that why he did that movie?
Which one? Oh, what, Dead Man?
The one where he was full.
No, it's that Disney movie where he dresses. Yes, Long the Ranger. Ranger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say Rango, but that's the same thing.
He did that too. And the lizard people are pissed.
I bet they are. They definitely
that's appropriation
didn't want this.
If he's ever. So I immediately, because this person's sentence wasn't done, but they accused Johnny Depp of having black blood in him, and
I don't know if accused is the right word.
Okay,
it felt that like an accusation.
I guess it felt like an accusation for us more right. than okay. for him.
Yes. That makes it sound like it's a crime.
It was a crime, in my opinion, to us that to put Johnny Depp on us. And so naturally, I looked it up. And as it turns out, according to a place called Afro.com, which says it's the Black Media Authority, they said that new research revealed the actor is a direct descendant of Elizabeth Key, an African-American former slave who worked within the law to win her freedom on July 21st, 1656.
All right, bro.
1656.
Okay, what research?
Look, man, I'm just breaking down what they said.
Now, first off, let's talk about the URL. Afro.com.
Afro.com said that
was available for pop culture facts and not for other things.
Yeah, had you said biz or .edu,
yeah,
I would be down.
Okay, wait a minute. Afro.com is our sponsor? Oh, thank God. I Olivia's just wrote in the chat, Afro.com is our sponsor, and I am high enough to believe her. And I was like, oh no, what a dilemma. Number one, why are we sponsored by Afro.com? But number two, we're going to lose all that sweet Afro.com money because we're about to shit all over them.
I was going to spend it on crab.
So Afro.com, I take it, is not sitting well in your spirit.
Well, what do they say about Patsy Cline? Actually, I'm going to go. I'll do my own. You know what? I'll do my own research and I will come to my own conclusions about Afro.com.
Great. Please do. Because
it's a real website.
It's a real website. And they look pretty legit. They're not as bullshitty as the name would suggest. And it is worth noting that Elizabeth Key is his eighth grandmother. Or great-grandmother, excuse me, and was half black herself. So it would easily explain how all that black blood would be replaced with pure Merlot
these years later. Sure.
Is that why he likes jewelry so much?
It might be.
That makes sense, because that man loves a bracelet.
You can take the nigga out the hood, you know what I mean? But
look, I mean, those suits were... A little, I mean, they were pinstripey and original.
Come on.
Original right. King's way.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, he wasn't going to close the show, but he'd do that DL spot. You know what I mean?
He sure will.
This is kind of warming up to me, actually. I'm looking at these pictures.
That Johnny Depp might be black? You're on board with this?
I'm not out. All right, listen, that's not what we're here for.
No, I
sure hope not.
Yeah.
This person goes on to say, after Johnny Depp, but also he said he knows for a fact J. Edgar Hoover and Johnny Depp. But then he goes on to say, but I've also long suspected Jane Wyman, Shirley Temple, Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, Faye Bainter, etc., of having African American lineage. Please,
I have so much with this guy. What is supposed to be entailed in that, etc.? He said it like it's like,
you know, he said and all that one. Ilk.
Yeah, like everyone that was else. A group of people that made any fucking sense together.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Shirley Temple, Marilyn Monroe. Her last name is Black, though, so I don't know.
Look, I saw a painting of Marilyn Monroe that stopped me in my tracks, and I went, wait, was she passing? That was recently. That nice. Could have just been like the, maybe I just see people passing everywhere I go. Is that possible? I look, I see.
In hindsight, Shirley Temple was curly as hell.
Nah. Shirley Temple married also, someone with a last name Black, and she went by Shirley Temple Black.
That's
literally it. That's also
an amazing tap dancer. Also, watch all that movies. Always best friends with a Black man.
Well, that was written
and
by
a person.
And
it was complicated. I'm not saying that.
It wasn't like Shirley was like, this person can't be my best friend. They're not a nigger. Shirley didn't give a fuck. It was a white person who wrote that.
I mean,
an
she
old
could have
white man.
All right. I'm just saying, Shirley Temple, you could be on our side. She's like she had like a career in politics. She's like a good woman. Right? She's like a diplomat.
I think she might
Why
be
are you guys so out on Shirley Temple right now?
She
was just so white.
She was a child.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't, there's nothing she could have done about it, but
what I will speak to is what both of you have done in sort of your breaking down of their Blackness is it feels very much like what this person did, where he's like, okay, well, that one's got a curly little afro, so that's
probably big old
monkey
butt
over there. And
right? Yeah. You wanna fuck with the
big? And that one's too thick for us. That's a monkey if I've ever seen one. And what is this one swaying his hips? Goddamn monkey! That's what he is. Like it feels like that's all it is just them deciding based off of anything that feels unfamiliar inside of the artist that they're staring at.
Man, we took that from very different angles. I assumed it was a Black person.
I thought it was a black person.
Yeah, I didn't feel it as accusatory. I felt it as like inclusive. Like, yeah, we got all these people. I didn't think they were like monkey banning or whatever. I thought it was like, listen, brother, we got Elvis Presley. Did you know? Like,
but that's okay. And maybe I'm the only person that feels this way. But that feels like a sellout move. We've all
Elvis
agreed.
Presley?
Yes, we've all agreed
he was
that Elvis,
from Memphis.
But he's the devil. That was the agreement that my parents taught me. That your parents probably taught you.
No,
was
I'm
that
from
Elvis?
We
oh,
even,
sorry.
I didn't
you
even
sure?
have any idea.
I hate that oh, y'all yeah, do that. I hate that game where you go. Yeah, oh, I know everything about American
you
culture.
It? You hate
yeah.
it? Am I a monkey? You hate my boogie woogie jungle music? Is that it? Is that it? I don't
Let me say this to you. Ooh, ooh, uh-uh. You're out of line.
Booga, booga, booga.
But come on. We all knew that
no,
Elvis...
No, I know what you're saying. I know what
he,
you're saying.
He stole Black music. He is the go-to example of sort of doing the wrong thing as like a white figure in America. And for a person to be like, no, he's one of ours. It's like, come on, bro, have some fucking pride. You don't want Elvis.
I mean, I will say I thought it was a white person doing the listing, but I don't know if I realized it. It didn't feel as accusatory in a monkey way. Just
Langston
more
was crazy.
Like, and this one, yeah. They're everywhere. Yeah. Just more of like a watch your back. But
oh, okay.
they're all over, you know, etc.
So, oh, he's being like those people that knew about COVID before the rest of us. We're like, actually, it's pretty scary and you guys should all eyes out.
Yeah.
It's I mean, I guess I might go to the bar, bro.
Exactly. The people in January.
I got tickets to the basketball game tonight.
Yeah. The January 2020 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the vibe I got.
Damn. Okay. Well, this is very helpful. I will say, it got me thinking back about Patsy Cline, right? And one of the things that I read that might explain, maybe illuminate some of the lack of information about her racial background mm-hmm. was this Slate article that sort of did a deep analysis of how she became a symbol of a certain type of representation for that group of Southern white people.
Mm. Okay. Like hard living?
Yeah, so like, you know, she's from like the fucking shit sticks of Virginia. Mm-hmm. She sort of like is forced to like make it out of whatever her difficult situation is. And one of the things that they talk about in the article is that is a major group of white people in America, right? But they are also sort of positioned in a way where they don't want to feel like they have no chance, like they are that like Patsy sort of like created a type of representation where it's not sad that we come from this as much as it is a fact that we come from this. But yeah, we will go on and become whatever the fuck we want to be. And in fact, that's guaranteed to you, not sort of theorized for like it is for us.
And then they start voting against their own self-interest because they could be millionaires someday, too.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
They're one check away. Yeah.
Right. But Patsy growing up and creating this iconic country music life for herself supports a narrative mm-hmm. that would be shattered if you throw a little nigga in there. You know what I mean?
Right.
True.
Right.
True. Like all things.
Yeah. It's like, oh, no. That's how you sink the boat.
Not crab legs. Not my king crab legs.
Now, in some ways, for me, Patsy is like a form of propaganda that sort of sustains the foundations of white supremacy. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yes, the government doesn't seem to give a shit about us, but in the grand scheme of things, they, you know, we will survive this because we're stronger than everybody else who the government doesn't give a shit about.
Right.
Just to that point, though, is she an originator of that? Like, I feel like there was enough of that throughout pop culture that this one person would not make that much of a difference either way, right?
It's not that she was an originator, but she was a woman.
She was a woman. I mean? And I think she was early in the phase of like of people singing proudly about their woes as opposed to like somebody making it out of that shit, but not really ever talking about their life.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like everybody else just kind of like they make it out and then they go sing about like whiskey at a bar somewhere. And
yeah.
She was like, nah, motherfucker, I come from nothing.
Yeah. Right. Before that, it was just like bluegrass dance calling. You know what I mean? And just guys with fiddles and going, all the time.
Who's the coal miner's daughter?
That was Loretta Lynn.
Oh, but you don't like, you said you didn't like her.
No, I do like her, but she was like after Patsy.
Okay,
and so she's kind of a stylistically and thematically a descendant of what Patsy was doing. But her take was, you know, she's from the holler and she will beat you up. Like she would beat up the other woman, whereas Patsy would, you know, in early days, you'd see him and you go home and you cry. And then Loretta was like, okay, don't start, won't be none. So that was kind of like the growth of that. But
she was the rod digger of her time.
Yes, yes. Whereas Patsy was coming in as like a, you know, like a MC Light. In a way,
yeah.
You know, okay. Like here's what it could be, and then Roger goes, like here's what it is.
I beat that bitch with a bat. Yeah,
yeah. You know, it's Digger looking pretty in the video. I'm scared. I want to see Rod Digger fight Mr. Clean.
Oh, that's a Alien versus Predator movie if I've ever seen one.
I feel like you could probably write that porn and have commission someone to make that porn. Like I have friends that did that. So
sure.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, made right, commission we'll, porn.
Mm-hmm. You, we'll talk after this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this, this feels like a different podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Now this may take a turn. So let's bring
I didn't
it all
know
back
you could get porn on commission. I got my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, if you give them an idea and a script or whatever. Yeah, there are people.
Boy, stop rubbing your hands together like that. Put your hands down. Just focus on the podcast. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Chalet with Sharpie. More My Mama Told Me.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we're back.
Why are you coming home? 5 in the morning. Something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
Yeah, man. We're back. We're back with more Chalet with Sharp. More
you really could have just let
me.
That play. I love that song.
Who
let,
doesn't?
We'll just, so we'll just, you know what? That's our new theme music for the podcast.
Just of all
I think we
ways.
All agree. Mm. But we're still talking about the possibility that Patsy Cline is in fact deeply, deeply black. The
why does it sound so bad when you always say it like it's like a bad, bad thing?
Well, because that's what I believe, young man. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. What if this is the episode where I finally reveal that I've hated black people the whole time? Do a real Kanye turn on y'all.
Oh, and, man, I ain't playing, no.
Although, again, I think Kanye was telling us the entire time.
Yeah, yeah, he's been.
There's breadcrumbs for sure.
Yeah, he hasn't. He hasn't been hiding it too much. But that said, it did get me thinking about this sort of like this concept of passing, the idea of this figure of representation being made more complicated by somebody being mixed. And it got me thinking about the celebrities, even contemporary celebrities who we know for sure or have later discovered are mixed. Examples like Slash, for example, is half black.
Yeah.
We don't hear about that shit at all.
No, we
never
don't.
Comes up.
He wore that hat very low.
Yep. And pretended like that was a wig.
He talks about it in that book, though. He does talk about it a little bit.
Well, he does, but I wonder what it was like at the time when you are playing guitar in that kind of band in California.
Right, if in LA.
Yeah, you know, like in your Sunset stripping it up. And it's just like, I don't know. He just has really curly hair, you know?
Yeah. And
it's like,
and that's what I'm thinking of more is like, I now it's perfectly fine for Slash to talk about whatever he wants.
Right.
And it's not an issue. But when you're up there standing, he was with Axl Rose, right? You're standing next. Ain't that the same people? I don't know.
Yeah. He's from Iowa. Yeah. He's the whitest guy.
But, you know, you're standing next to fucking Axl Rose. It throws off the vibes for who's ever watching to be like, that's a black man and that's a white man. You like, you know what I mean? It's just not the energy of the movement.
I mean, that hat was a choice.
I think so.
Hiding his face and just being like, I'm just going to do the solos. And that's all you need to hear from me. You don't need to hear anything else. He's like the Muppet that plays the sax and doesn't talk.
Yeah, with the big orange nose.
Yeah, he's like black. That guy. Also black. Man, don't even get
Dr.
me.
Teeth? I think that whole band is black except for the girl, right?
Janice? Yeah.
I don't think Janice
I'm sorry.
Is black.
I'm sorry. I will throw names out. I'm sorry.
I don't think Janice
I don't even know
black.
If Dr. Teeth. No, that's the name of the band, Dr. Teeth.
But that's his
man.
Name is also
that's
Dr.
his
Teeth.
Name. Yeah. He's okay, good. Okay, okay. I think Dr. Teeth is black.
I think Ralph
the doll. Is the blackest character.
Ralph, I feel like Ralph just joined him. He was like the janitor at a place that they played. And then he sat down and they were like, come with or something.
Come on.
He has the vibe of someone who's sweeping and then sits down and plays a symphony.
Yeah, the saxophonist.
Overall, the Muppets are pretty ethnic, I think, right? Like, all of them.
They're all over the place.
I think most of them are something ethnic. Kermit's, that's a white man.
He's the only one.
That's a good God-fearing white man. Kermit's got real, you know, like John Mulaney hanging out with Che for the night. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Kermit's one of those ones that you didn't know he was like that though until the election came up.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Real talk.
Yeah. We were like, no, Kermit's my friend.
And yeah.
actually,
all lives matter.
I vote based on economics. Like Kermit.
Yeah.
Dr. Teeth was at your wedding.
Come on, man. He played that Carpenter song for you to walk down the aisle to with Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
You gonna do that?
Come on, Kermit.
Man.
Come on, Kermit. You know what it is.
I just black the blue.
Oh, no.
So Slash is a great example. Pete Wentz, I think, is another example.
Pete Wentz is black?
Yeah.
Half black.
Wow. I got to look.
And he worked so hard. When I learned that, I'm like, I know how much time he spent like trying to straight iron his hair.
I
know exactly. Yeah.
No, he's going out of his way to do nothing black ever.
At all. He in no way. Even like the black kids who were into that scene, there was still a sense of like, I don't know. There was nothing with him. Not at all.
He didn't want nothing to do with community inside of it. He wasn't going to reach out a helping hand. He's like, I don't know y'all for shit.
I think Wikipedia is probably the one that snitched on him. That's how I believe so.
Y'all know Pete Black, right? Like, what? Pete?
I like to think he had an uncle who was like, that boy. I like to think it was his family who sold him out.
Oh,
that's who updated the Wikipedia page.
I think so.
Something for his ass. Yeah. Okay,
I got your Fallout Boy.
It's just an uncle picking up a phone and be like, "Operator, give me Harvey from TMZ." Harvey, put down your cup. I got something important to tell you. Oh, man. Pete likes chitlins. All right, sir. Thank you.
Man, that one's crazy.
That's super funny when you consider how black people like really took to Fall Out Boy. But because of the singer.
Yeah.
Because of how he could sing and what he'd do with a note or whatever.
I don't even know what Pete Wentz did in Fall Out Boy.
I assume some kind of a guitar.
Yeah, he just spun around a lot.
Yeah.
I think. But everyone would, but black people were like, nah, but that front dude, though, he's singing.
Now, I have like three Fall Out Boy albums. I fuck with Fall Out Boy hard. I could not tell you a contribution Pete made to any of it.
Yeah.
Wait, who else is black? I know you got a list.
Halsey is black. Did you know Halsey's black?
Halsey who?
Halsey. Halsey, yeah, who.
That white girl
Halsey of mediocre music fame is half black.
Man,
wow, that's rough. Can we bring them in for like a tune-up?
I think it becomes a little more complicated than what Patsy had going on at the time, Patsy just becomes a figurehead of an entire like region of a music group, whatever the fuck it is. I think when we get to the Halsey era, this is more of like a record company looking at the world that as it is, right? Mm-hmm. You see Normani, you see fucking whoever the fuck. It doesn't matter.
I don't know what you're doing.
All these different artists, these young, sexy girls who make good music. And
Chloe Bailey.
Great, great example.
Right.
And then going, well, we got to make one that looks a little different than that. And if Halsey's black, she's going to get washed over by these much more talented girls. But if she's white, Tinashe, that's who I was trying to say.
But if she's
a white girl coming in, making similar music, at least as she started that way, and doing the same thing, but now white, we might be hitting a sweet spot where we can sell some records. And all these, like,
It's like the dog caught its tail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a little sinister in that way, because I feel like with Pete Wentz, like I said, it was probably his uncle Wikipedia who told on him. But once the jig was up, I feel like he was like, "Hey, everyone, I'm half black," and I'm like, "I don't think that matters. You didn't curry favor with us before.
Yeah, man, you didn't earn shit.
Yeah, and you didn't do anything that gave us a. It's wild that he is half black, and yet more young black people now are like, I don't know, the girl who sings in Paramore, she must have black in her. And I'm like,
yo,
no.
That is a good band, though.
Okay, here we go.
I love Paramore.
They're fine, but the whole line of just like, black people love Paramore, I'm like, that's a generational thing. That is
And
not
I'm
going to
tell you this, you sound like a person who hates black people right now.
I do. You know what? In my day, the white people who sounded black sounded black. You understand what I mean?
I know.
Like,
what you're
y'all
know
can
what
do
saying.
Your little Paramore shit, but we had Hall and Oates. Do you hear me?
Right.
Come on. You
the
know,
guy who's
like,
saying, the guy who sang King of Wishful Thinking.
Mm. Yes. Yes. Go West.
Man, I saw that video. That shit.
Yeah. Go West, like the first Go West album. Forget about it. George Michael. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
John B.
It would be nice.
John B.
Shout out to John B.
Warriors. Any of the white chin strap beard warriors.
I feel like John B. went a long way never to even correct it. Like,
yeah,
they'd be like, I think John B.'s white. And he wouldn't even raise his hand to like, be like, yeah.
I'm just John B., you know?
John
B. I'm just doing my thing.
He was in the barbershop in that video. He was in the barbershop.
Yeah. Hell
yeah. Yeah.
And that was his barber. He wasn't pretending.
That was his barber.
Yeah. Now I will say that
the Paramore thing's cute, but you know,
I get this.
All does bring me to a big question that I found myself asking as I was sort of doing this research: is it weird that we ultimately do work so hard to identify black people that don't want to be identified?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why the fuck do we want these motherfuckers?
Yeah.
It seemed like it's really fucked some people up. Like, I feel like if Tiger had been passing, like if Tiger could have gotten away with not saying that he had he would maybe not be so crazy. So I don't know.
Wait, what's the deal with Tiger? Hold on. What's his deal?
Oh, I think he's just saying that, like, if we couldn't very clearly see that he had black in him,
right,
he would have happily avoided any connection to us.
I think so.
Whatsoever.
Oh, so, okay. Sure.
Tiger Woods, not Tyga.
Uh-huh. If that's where they are.
Your face seemed confused in a way where you're like,
what? But now
it felt off. Because you're like,
she's like, Rex City.
Like, wait, what did Tyga do? But okay, got it.
Your face read like either you didn't understand who we were talking about or you thought Tiger Woods was so black that there was no possibility he would ever deny us. And that didn't feel right for me.
No. I mean, he had his dad with him the time. So he didn't even get a chance to, like, he had to use this. He had to make up this whole thing instead of just towing the party line, which is, hey, man, one drop. I mean, they made it up, but this is what we're doing. So, you know.
No, for sure. And also, your dad's a real black man.
Real black man. Like a real black man.
He drove his RV on the golf course. He was fucking girls.
He wasn't letting up off that gas, Tiger Woods. So, you got to make a choice. Yeah. Damn, Tiger's dad was black. I know he used to be
so black.
He used to be mad. He just used to be.
That's certainly what's fueling some of how he ended up.
I know he would just be sitting there like, this nigga's black is distracting. I can't even finish my 18 holes because of how black this motherfucker is.
Totally overpowering the other parts.
But I do think this question of, like, why do we fight for these people so hard? It almost feels like, and we brought them up earlier, the sort of like Kanye principle of it all. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, we're seeking people who don't fucking like us. Maybe go ahead. No, please.
No, I was just going to say, I think that as far as I think it's cultural. We're Americans, right? We love winners. We're drawn to winners. And if you're in a position where you're seen as less than, I feel like you will definitely are quick to flock to anyone who's winning, right?
Damn.
And I think that like it's inherently an American thing, but also being black on top of it, I think that's where it comes from. Because it's not like, you know, people don't do it to like people on the street. You know what I'm saying? It's like accomplished people.
So it truly is just us seeking championships more than giving a fuck about the
background.
Or
trying to knock anyone down. You don't think anyone is doing it in a knocking it down kind of way?
I don't think so, because it's like, it's the same reason that, like, you know, we'll glom to these people who aren't necessarily culturally black for whatever reason. But, you know, Tiger Woods had to come out and say that shit. And it's still, you know what I mean? And he still was like, championed. I think it's just like a winning thing.
Yeah, you're probably right, because we definitely want to find what we can with whoever is doing well to be like, that's what's doing it. It's that.
You see? Yeah. He's black.
That's why the Paramore's doing so well, because she sounded like she's saying with a black church.
Exactly.
And so that's just a win for First Baptist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. I get what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. I do think, you know, not to make it this, but I do think that then becomes complicated when you see the gendered reaction that happens in between, like, the difference between champion for like fucking Kanye versus championing for like Lizzo. It becomes real different the way that black people treat that. And some of it is like, we just hate you because you're a lady. And and we like that dude. That dude's fucking cool. And you're a lady.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah,
that stinks.
Yeah, that is tragic. We got some blind spots. There are some areas for improvement.
I never said we were. It was great.
Yeah, you know. I mean, we could in our self review. We got a couple of threes in there.
Yeah, we're not always nailing it. That's fair. Well. I don't know. I think we did it, y'all. I think we nailed this conversation.
So we landed on she's black, right?
I think we landed on Patsy Cline's whatever color you need her to be.
Whatever you need at the moment.
Yeah.
I love it.
She takes whatever form is most healing for that breakup you are always going to be experiencing.
always.
That will never leave you. Patsy Cline takes on that color. Shalewa, could you tell the people at home where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Oh, sure. I can be found on all social media at Silky Jumbo. That's all one word, traditional spelling, except on TikTok where I had to use a zero for the last O. I mean,
oh no,
could go to regular Silky Jumbo on TikTok and it will be me and tell you where to go to the other one. I passwords. What are they really? And I have a weekly podcast with another comedian named Gastor Almonte called War Report. And we've been doing it a couple of years quietly to no one. And so we should probably tell somebody.
Is it a CNN themed podcast? That's amazing.
Yeah. No. Have you seen the art? You should see the art. It's literally the cover.
Capone Noriega.
We got dressed up in fatigues. I had to find fatigues. And then he found someone to do the artwork so it looks just like that album cover. And then our first day we put it up, Spotify pulled it because they were like, that artwork is too close. So we had to change it.
They protected Capone and Noriega.
Yes.
Somebody had to.
Yeah.
Somebody had to.
It was bound to happen. So, yes, that is.
You should have stepped in about 2 weeks ago.
I know. You really
needed some help.
Yeah.
Listen, he's still the top of New York to me.
that's what I got going on. That's it.
Follow Shalewa, please, and listen to our podcast. She's great. We love her so much. Bori, can you tell the people where they can find you?
December 3rd, I'm going to be at the Hereafter in Seattle. December 4th, Helium in Portland. And the notes kind of, this just says, like, I was writing a joke about Africa. I don't have anything.
Well, go see Bori because they'll probably have that Africa joke finished and it's going to be worth it.
Don't count on it.
It'll at least be fun the first couple times he does it and then real frustrating after that when he's keeps trying to fix it to make it better than it was, huh?
Oh, love stand-up.
Stand-up. It's a fun best. Art form. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman. I just love to look at you. Come on in, baby. I'll put a chair down for you. Come on in to Langston's house where you just sit there and watch me do stuff. Anyway, and if you want to send your own drops, your own conspiracy theories, send them to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Okay. Bye, bitch.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
The government growing babies. Microchips in your anus. All koala bears are racist. The ozone layer owes me money. Martians invented turkey stuffing. Y'all can't tell me nothing.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.